Translation by Srila Prabhupada. I am feeling incomplete, though I myself am fully equipped with everything required by the Vedas. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki chai. Undoubtedly, Srila Vyasadeva was complete in all the details of Vedic achievements. Purification of the living being submerged in matter is made possible by the prescribed activities in the Vedas. But the ultimate achievement is different. Unless it is attained, the living being, even though fully equipped, cannot be situated in the transcendentally normal stage. Srila Vyasadeva appeared to have lost the clue and therefore felt dissatisfaction. Avajnanam timirandasya jnanam jana shalakaya chakshulitam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatir Vyasha Kipa Sindhu Revacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Shri Bhulte Shimate Bhakti Dhan Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saswati Deve Gauravani Pashayana Nirshishunyavadi Pashat Deshtavine Hare Krishna, everyone. Just need blessings of you all Vaishnavas and the senior Vaishnavas so that I can speak something relevant to this verse. This verse is about the dissatisfaction of Srila Vyasadeva. When he was compiling all the Vedas, Srila Vyasadeva got the conclusion as Vedanta Sutra and Brahma Sutra. He had already compiled 18 Puranas, but still he didn't get the satisfaction. Because of his dissatisfaction, his spiritual master, Srila Narad Muni, appeared on the scene. This shows when the disciple is ready, then the spiritual master comes to give the instruction to him. Like we see, like, you know, when we are ready to get the initiation, then we see the appearance of spiritual master, and then he gives us the diksha initiation. So that's how we start from the our rounds, doing our rounds, following four regulatory principles. So, Vedas means all the knowledge, whether it is material or spiritual. Srila Vyasadeva had all the knowledge of Vedas, like Ayurveda, Jyotish, astrology, astronomy, military science, health science, etc. The Vedas are classified into three parts: Karmakanda, Jnanakanda and Upasanakanda. Now the Karmakanda is a major part of the Vedas. If somebody wants to do material progress by doing the sinful activities, so Veda says, do it with the prescribed methods so that one can do the gradual progress towards the bhakti. Once actually what happened, actually I will give the example of that. Somebody called me in 1990 when I was in India for their son's Upanayan ceremony, and he was quite a rich man. And when I was gone there, I saw the whole atmosphere was just like surcharged with the Vedic mantras. There were The yajna was going on, and there were 6-7 pandits, proper pandits, like, you know, from Kashi, they call it. And they were doing the all yagya. And that person himself, he was sitting just like very high seat, like on the Vyasasan, and wearing a proper dhoti, kurta, and, you know, everything. So it was looking very, very, like, properly, like, everything is Vedic culturally, everything, yeah. So when everything finished, the havan was finished, the ceremony was finished, naturally, because everybody had to go for the food. So when I was gone there, one side I saw the whole section was full of vegetarian meal. And the other side, there was a... And they have all the dishes, you name any dish, you know. And the other side is just full of non-vegetarian. And the third side of that is full of liquor. Doesn't matter, I mean, they had all the brands, everything, like, you know, you can name. So, well, I didn't have anything there because I couldn't have the water there even. So this is, we can see, this is when we, because you can see how people, their mentality, like Karmkand, I was saying about Karmkand, they are looking for the fruitive results. That's why they, for one day or for 2-3 hours, they wear those, they do the ceremonies and everything to show to the public how ritual they are. And then after that, nothing is there. And they are just falling back on the same, you know, same routine, like they go to the clubs and all that, everything, doing everything same. So, I mean, there's a verse in Bhagavad Gita, Bhogashvara Pasakta Naam Tyavita Chetasam Vyasayatmika Buddhi Smadhavana Vidiyate. Those, Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, those who are builder with the opulence and sense gratification, they don't get the devotional service of the Lord. Now the thing is, actually, when you keep away Krishna, when you don't keep Krishna as a center, then all the activity that becomes sinful, and then you have to pay the consequence of that when you die. In the next life, you have to go to the hellish planets. That's what happens. Rakshasa Kali Matrishya Jayante Brahmana Yonisho. Demons take birth in Brahmana's families in Kali Yuga. That's the reality now. So, in Kali Yuga, it's very, very difficult to attain the bhakti of the Lord, because everybody wants to have their own way. They are so sinful, they don't even think like what is going to happen in the future. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, it says there, whatever activities you do, the impression of that stays in your consciousness. And that consciousness is taken over by subtle body. And that subtle body takes it to the another gross body. Like, for example, if you're eating meat whole life, so the impression on your consciousness will be, naturally you're eating meat, so that will be your impression. So then the next life you will get of the loin. Loin can't eat grass or pizza or anything. That's what happens. So same way, if you following the devotional path, chanting the name of the Lord from the morning to evening, like Srila Prabhupada has given us such a wonderful program from morning to evening to follow, then that impression stays in the consciousness. And then, end of the life, your settled body takes you back to the Goloka, because that's where Krishna is residing. Nowhere you can find Krishna, and that is the highest planet in the world. So we should be very, very thankful to Srila Prabhupada. The thing which is very, very impossible in Kali Yuga to attain, with the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, is available. Another example I can give of Jyotish, astrology. Now this Jyotish is the concept of demigods. Nowhere in the books of Rishi Prasher, nowhere it is mentioned that this is, about even Lord Shiva. What to say about Lord Krishna? That Lord Shiva is the in charge of material world. Krishna is quite far away. He's in charge of spiritual world. So my meaning of saying is, this whole Jyotish is the concept of demigods, because there are 33 crores of demigods. And in the astrology, when you make the chart, we consider 9 planets, 9 demigods. That's how we read the, according to the nature of the demigod, we read through the chart, that how the person has the nature, what he's going to do. So basically, there is no involvement of Krishna. These all things are karmakanda, because there is no Krishna there. It's just like that, you want to taste rasgulla and you take out the sweetness out of it. You don't like it. So this sweetness is Krishna. Like in the Bhagavad Gita shloka, Lord Krishna says about the, I'm the taste in the water. So he's the source of everything. In Kali Yuga, we cannot do gradual progress. Even the people who study Veda, they do not know conclusion of Veda. Even Vedant Sutra is very difficult to understand. They have sutras who have formulas which are very difficult to understand. Athato Brahma Jigyasa, meaning is, now inquire into the absolute, which is very difficult to understand. Now you got human body, you inquire into the absolute. Practically, it's impossible to understand. Now, Srila Vyasadeva have divided into the 4 parts. Rig Veda has 10,500 verses. That's the biggest one out of all 4. Sam Veda, then Yajur Veda, and then Atharva Veda. They have less verses. Now it's impossible to get the conclusion by these all incomplete Vedas. And also in Kali Yuga, nothing is available properly. Srila Vyasadeva is called, one of his name is Amog Drik. Drik means fear. And the mog means something contaminated. He doesn't have any defects. Now, why is it like that? Because Vyasadeva is the is literally the incarnation of Lord Krishna himself. So he's not the jiva. He's the anshavatar of the Lord. It's not possible to get the defect in him. So he is not contaminated by the three modes of material nature. So that's why he is called Mogdrik. Vyasadeva compiled also Mahabharata, which has 110,000 verses. It has so many stories like politics, democracy, diplomacy, or so many pastimes. And in that, he include Bhagavad Gita also. So after knowing Mahabharata, one can take interest in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita that what is our connection with the Lord himself? Vedesha sarveva am eva vedyo. Of all the Vedas, I am to be known. So Krishna is to be known by the all the Vedas. Once there were a lot of scholars they gathered in front of Srila Prabhupada and in India, and Srila Prabhupada asked them one question: who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And they couldn't come to the right conclusion. Then Srila Prabhupada, he called the little Gurukul boy and he said, he asked the same question. And then that boy said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this shows that small boy, because he's hearing from the bona fide source instead of getting bewildered in the whole Vedas. That's why he knew Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's very easily available, but if you want to make it more complicated, you'll be lost like anything. By studying Vedas, one has to come to the right conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How it is possible? It's not possible, but Srila Vyasadeva in Mahabharata present bhakti in such a nice way through the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is the Supreme. It rejects jnana completely and fruitive activities, and bhakti comes on the front. And only Srila Prabhupada present Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya on the front, nobody else. He present Krishna on the front. This is the mercy of the Srila Prabhupada by saying Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Atma gets fully satisfied by engaging itself in the devotional service. Now there's a word incomplete also mentioned in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Before creation, Lord Krishna, he felt incomplete because he wanted to give a chance to the living entities in the body of Garbhodak Dai Vishnu to take part in the other creation or body. So the thing is, actually, even the Lord himself, he also has gone through this. When he didn't give that, he felt incomplete. Srimad Bhagavatam says it was actually the compassion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we can see actually these personalities, they are not ordinary personalities. Like Srila Vyasadeva is not an ordinary personality, he is a Supreme Personality, he is an incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is a Anshavatar. Now why Srimad Bhagavatam is very important in our life? If you see Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu, many of the verses are coming from Srimad Bhagavatam. In Chaitanya Charitamrit, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami present points from Srimad Bhagavatam. All the key points are from Srimad Bhagavatam there. You see, if the in Bhagavad Gita purports, Srila Prabhupada says from Srimad Bhagavatam, the Srimad Bhagavatam is very, 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 very important science. But when we approach Srimad Bhagavatam, we go through Bhagavad Gita first. Because Bhagavad Gita is graduation and the Srimad Bhagavatam is post-graduation. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned that Srimad Bhagavatam must be discussed among the devotees. If there are new devotees, we should discuss first Bhagavad Gita. Now coming to the purport, in the purport, devotional service is mentioned. So there are actually 9 processes of devotional service mentioned by Srila Prabhupada, by Prahlad Maharaj in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Shravanam, first is Shravanam, means hearing. Maharaj Pikshit constantly heard Srimad Bhagavatam in the last 7 days of his life. Second is Kirtanam, meaning is chanting. Shukdev Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to Pikshit Maharaj. Third is Vishnu Smaranam, means remembering. Prahlad Maharaj never forget Krishna despite constant tortures from his own father, Hiranyakashipu. Fourth is Pad Sevanam, means serving the Lord's lotus feet. Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is always engaged in serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Fifth one is Archanam, the meaning is deity worship. Maharaj Prithu used all his royal possessions in order to offer them in pure devotion to the Lord. Number six is Vandanam, meaning is praying. Akrura offered prayers to Krishna when he was traveling to Vrindavan in order to see Krishna. Seventh is Dasyam, meaning is executing orders. Hanumanji, the intimate servant of the Lord Ram, executed all the Lord Ram's orders, even in all the difficulties. Eighth is Sakhyam, serving as a friend. Lord Krishna became the chariot driver of Arjuna and served Pandavas in various ways. Ninth one is Atma Nivedanam, means complete surrender. Now Bali Maharaj gave everything to Sri Vamandev, his kingdom, his possessions, as well as his body, although his own spiritual master was against him. So we can see how this devotional service is so important. By following these 9 processes of this devotional service, one can come on the stage of perfection. And then after that, he can attain Krishna Prema. There is a sweet, actually, pastime of mentioned by Srila Rupa Goswami in Lalita Madhava. When Krishna and Balaram were leaving from Vrindavan with the Akrura, Srimati Radharani and Gopis were crying due to the separation from Krishna. They worshipped the sun god near Yamuna. Radharani jumped into the Yamuna to find Krishna. Then Vishakha also jumped into the Yamuna behind Radharani. Suryadeva appeared there and told Yamuna Devi to rescue both of them and bring them to his abode. There, Suryadeva's wife Sanjana took great care of Radharani. Now Radharani was dissatisfied as she was separated from Krishna. Sanjana requested Vishkarma to build a Vrindavan next to the Krishna's palace in Dwarka. Now Suridev offered Radharani to Satrajit, who was named as Satyabhama. So Satyabhama got married to Krishna later on, who was Srimati Radharani before. Because Lalita Sakhi jumped from Govardhan Hill, Jaman saved her life. So Lalita Sakhi as Jamanti got married to Krishna later on. Shishir Radha Gokulanand ki, Shishir Sita Amlakshanuman ki, Shibhavani Thai ki. And Vishakha Devi appeared as Mitra Vida. She got also married to Krishna. So Padma, Sabya, Shamala and 16,100 Gopakanya, Gopis also got married to Lord Krishna. That's how after long separation, all of them, they met Lord Krishna. While practicing Bhakti Yoga, if we forget Krishna, then we will naturally remember something else. As conscious beings, we cannot live without thinking of something. And we usually think of those things that we believe will give us pleasure. So when we forget Krishna, our consciousness will go towards our past attachments, thereby fueling our desires for them. The resulting desires will drag us further and further away from Krishna. So, there's another pastime of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he was playing gambling, and he didn't invite Krishna. And they were losing everything. First they lost all the kingdom of Indraprasth, all the everything, army, horses, the elephants, everything. Then all the opulences of that, all everything. Then he lost his own brothers. And at the last, he lost his own wife, Panchali, Draupadi. So, on the other side, Uddhava was sitting in Dwarka with Lord Krishna, and he's asking question, "Okay, Keshav, you're seeing everything, why don't you help them? They are your pure devotees." And then Lord Krishna says, "What should I do? I'm right there to help them, but I can't go inside the assembly of Hastinapur because Yudhishthira Maharaj himself is praying to me, 'Oh Keshav, please don't come over here.'" One of the reasons actually is mentioned why Yudhishthira Maharaj is doing like this, because he was living the life of morality and he wanted his own way. So they have to go through they lost everything. So when Draupadi realized there is no hope, and she with her both hands in the air, she called the name of Krishna, "O Govinda, please raksha mam, please save me." Then Lord Krishna appeared on the scene and he gave the unlimited sari. The whole assembly of Hastinapur was full of sari, and this Dushasan fell unconscious. So we can see that how when Krishna interferes, he interferes only when the devotee calls. Because it's very important, this is very important actually, to learn from this pastime. Doesn't matter whatever we're doing in the material life or in the spiritual life. If we don't put Krishna on the front, what we get? Zero. Failure. Because he is the source of everything. Even in the material life, if you want to get success, like if you want a big house or big car, if you are not using it for the service of Krishna, still the sinful reactions you have to bear. And then it's just like you have, again you are ready for the another birth, and then going through the all 84 lakh species. Once you get the human birth, and then you gain losses, again you have to go again and again and again and again. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Again the birth will come, again the death will come. This cycle will not stop. Unless you attain Krishna, Krishna's bhakti. So it's a very important point actually to learn from these pastimes that Krishna is the source of everything. By neglecting Krishna, we lose everything. Not even spiritual life, material life also get fully disturbed, full of distress and depression, and all the frustration comes out. And next life, you're ready for the punishment by the Yamdutas and Yamraj. They put you in the hellish manner. Srila Prabhupada said, with devotional service, we stay connected with Krishna and detach with material things. There are some actually points of Srila Prabhupada I'm just going to share. Devotee has firm faith that whatever Krishna does, he does for my benefit. He never complains. A real Vaishnava never wants to hear anyone's criticism and never wants to criticize anyone. Always chant and pay the price, humility and tolerance. Always maintain a humble attitude and be ready to offer respects to others. This way you will never go wrong. Anybody who has an independent income must use a certain percentage for serving the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, one has to take on all the reactions. Attentive chanting and reading plus association of devotees give us the strength to remember Krishna and to face the onslaughts of the illusory energy. Book distribution is the highest welfare activity. Those who distribute books get immense mercy from Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas. Now, higher than the book distribution is when you bring somebody in the Krishna consciousness and give the love of Godhead. That is more higher than that. So Srila Prabhupada says that a devotee should be willing to see other Vaishnavas' good points and appreciate to the good points rather than just talking about the weak points. Detachment from material things cannot be artificial. It will automatically come when you are attached to your spiritual master's service. For enthusiasm in devotional life, maintain good sadhana and chant attentively. Humility is the weapon by which you can capture Krishna. Humility paves the way to self-realization. If you are following the process of devotional service, your material body becomes spiritual. You don't have to wait to die in this life to attain a spiritual body. If you follow the process of devotional service sincerely, slowly the love of Godhead will manifest in your heart. If you try to take a shortcut, you will perish in that shortcut. It shouldn't be that one gives respect to his guru and disrespects other spiritually advanced entities. Many times people say, Why do we have to follow so many rules and regulations? The example is just like a sick patient. He has to take the medicine to cure himself. So similarly, we are all spiritually sick. One who gets up at 7 a.m. never attends Mangala Aarti. Just by giving big powerful lectures, one cannot purify the heart. Prabhupada gave us all the tools we need to go back to the Godhead. You have everything you need. You have the holy name, you have the books, all the deities, everything. You don't have to invent anything. All you have to do is follow the process with faith, and then success is granted. Prabhupada said, there is no need to do any research. All the search has already been done by the Vyasadeva. All we have to do is just to accept as it is. Problems will keep coming. We shouldn't accept devotional service thinking that there will be no problems. Sometimes we want the ultimate result, but we don't want the endeavor. We want easy way out, but unfortunately there is not easy way out. The disciple should always act in a manner thinking that his guru is next to him. So meditate on his instructions. When one thinks that guru is standing next to oneself, then one is always more careful. The moment one gets puffed up, one gets away from Krishna. Devotee means you should be always Tinadapi Sunichena. The spiritual master is not like a professional politician who will only come and tell the disciple what the disciple wants to hear. A spiritual master's instructions may be very shocking, but the disciple should accept the instruction with faith. There is no shortcut in the spiritual life. Krishna consciousness is in itself a shortcut. But within Krishna consciousness, there is no shortcut. This is Prabhupada's movement. It is his mission, and we all are servants in his mission. As servants, we are playing different roles. We can be heavy weights in preaching, but we don't want to be a dead weight in the ISKCON society. Being a dead weight in ISKCON means not doing anything positive to expand Sankirtans. We go on marathons 2 or 3 or 4 times a year, book marathons. But Maya, the illusionary energy, is on the marathon 365 days a year. When we sweat during kirtan or book distribution, then actually your false ego comes out of your body in liquefied form. You are never alone in ISKCON. You always have devotee association. And most importantly, you have Prabhupada's books. You will definitely reach prema when you eat, your stomach gets full. Similarly, you will reach prema by keeping proper sadhana. Why do you doubt? Srila Prabhupada says. So, Srila Prabhupada has given us such a wonderful system from the morning to evening. And the best part is, it's available free. If you want to get something outside, you have to pay the price for that. And for that, you have to work hard. 8 hours or 10 hours. Very hard. And here is in the SCON, everything is free. Srila Prabhupada has done all the efforts. He has made the temples for us, provided the books and everything. Morning to evening program, lectures, so many disciples of Srila Prabhupada, sannyasis we have. The thing is actually, it's just like everything is ready on the plate. Just we have to take it with the faith in Srila Prabhupada. And when we take it, Srila Prabhupada said, the Krishna prema is granted in your life, it will come. Just you have to wait. You need to have patience. If you lose patience, you will be out of the way. So just patience, tolerance, serving the devotees, staying in the association of devotees, always don't go out. Don't associate with the non-devotees. Chanting morning japa very attentively. Read Srila Prabhupada books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrit. Preach to others. Make others devotees. That's the moment is about. By doing this process, nobody can stop us to go back to Godhead. I just finish it here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.